buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. We reap what we emphasize. All of us have probably heard the, or at least been familiar with, the if-then statement. You ever heard of that? If-then. If this happens, or if this is done, then this is going to happen. If I drive too fast, then what's going to happen? Possibly a number of things. If I drive too fast, then what's going to happen? Okay, I might get a speeding ticket. I might not. I might have an accident. But if I do certain things, then there's going to be a consequence. I'm thankful that God gives us a free will, but with every choice, there is a consequence. And by the way, I think we live in a nation today that we have failed to teach that for a number of decades now, that there are always consequences for our choices. We are tonight, sitting here tonight, every single one of us, we are the sum total of our choices. And in 10 years, I will still be the sum total of my choices. I am thankful for a free will tonight, but with every choice, there is a consequence. And it is our choice whether to listen to wisdom or to ignore her guidance, instruction and knowledge, to listen to instruction and knowledge, or to choose sin and disobedience. And so that's what we find in Proverbs 2. Solomon is telling his son, my son, if you'll do these things then. And so I want to look at that tonight. We reap what we emphasize. And so let me ask us tonight, what do you emphasize in your life? What do you emphasize, mom and dad, if you have kids at home? What do you emphasize in your home? What we emphasize is what we reap. Where we emphasize is where we will reap. What we emphasize is what we will reap. The same thing as sowing and reaping. But what we emphasize, that which we give our time to, is what we're going to reap. We should not, and I believe we said this maybe last week or a couple Wednesday nights ago, we should not be shocked if we emphasize the world in our homes. We should not be shocked when our kids turn out worldly. Why should we be shocked? We reap what we emphasize. If we emphasize spiritual things in our home and spiritual things in our lives, then it should not shock us again if our children turn out to desire spiritual things. Now, I understand tonight when our kids get to be a certain age, they begin to make their own choices. I understand that tonight. But we reap what we emphasize. And so let's look at this tonight. Let's pray and ask God to help. And hopefully we'll get through a couple of these tonight. Primarily tonight, we're just going to look at the if. Okay? And then Lord willing, in two Wednesday nights, we'll look at the then. Okay? Not next Wednesday night, because next week, Tuesday night. Remember that? Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we'll have our praise service. But tonight, I just want to look at the if. And give us a couple of truths, and then two Wednesday nights, Lord willing, we'll look at the then. That's what he says in verse 9, right? Then. You see that in verse 9? We see it in verse 5 as well. Then shalt thou understand. Verse 9. Then. Okay, what precedes the then? If. There's some things that precede that. Here's the truth tonight. Many of us, and I'm speaking to Christians tonight, we want the product, but we don't always like the process, right? The product is then. The process is if. Okay, I'm not going to get the product I want if I don't do the process. We all want the product, but do we want to have the process? And so let's look at that tonight if we could. God, help us. Father, I pray that you teach us and remind us of some truths tonight. Father, I pray for the children and the teenagers that are here tonight as well. And Father, I pray, I thank you already for just to be able to spend time in your word with them tonight And I thank you for their enthusiasm for the Word and for the truth of the Word. And Lord, I pray tonight that you would just once again, that you would instill the Word of God into their hearts. Lord, I pray that tonight would just be another opportunity for them to have your Word placed in their hearts one more time. Father, if there would be children, teenagers, or maybe even someone in this auditorium tonight that has never come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, Father, I pray that tonight would be their night of salvation. Father, help us in these next few moments. We commit them to you, and we'll thank you for what you'll do in our hearts. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Let me give you number one tonight. I want us to, first of all, see the words received. The words received. And then secondly, I want us to see the work required. The words received, and then we'll see the work required. And then, a couple weeks, we'll see the wisdom reaped. The words received, the work required, and then we'll see the wisdom reaped. So the words received, first of all, I must, let me give you three statements here. The words received, and that's the if I receive it. Look what he says there in verse number one. My son, if that boy, two little letters, right? But they hold so much consequence. My son, Solomon, son, my son, if thou wilt receive, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. The words received, first of all, I must receive the words first. Okay? Solomon had to receive the words first. Now you would say tonight, well, Solomon didn't listen to what he received. Okay, I'll grant you that. I'll grant you that later in his life, or toward the middle to the latter part of his life, Solomon walked away from the truths that he knew. And here's the wisest man. Here's the man that penned, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he pens Proverbs, but he walks away from many of the wise counsels that he gives us in the book of Proverbs. I'll give you that tonight. But it doesn't take away from the truth of God's word. This isn't Solomon's word. This is God's word. And he says here, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. And so, first of all, I must receive the words first, because Solomon says, if thou wilt receive my words. We're not going to go there, but in Deuteronomy chapter number 6, one of the greatest chapters, if you will, on parents and teaching their children the Word of God. In Deuteronomy chapter number 6, Moses, speaking to the nation of Israel, he tells them, look, you are to take these commandments that I'm giving you, you're to put them in your heart first. And then, once you have them in your heart, you are to teach them diligently. Anybody remember what that word diligent means? Painstaking effort. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 7, when it says, and you are to teach your children diligently. Painstaking effort. That's what the word diligent means. And so he says, look, they're to be in your heart first. The commandments, the statutes, the precepts that I'm giving you, they have to be in your heart first. And then, once they're in your heart, you are to teach them diligently to your children. So, first of all, speaking of the words received, I must receive the words first. And then secondly, I must relay the words. I receive them and then I relay them to my children or to whoever. It doesn't have to be children, but I relay them to someone else. Here Solomon is saying, my son, if thou wilt receive my words, notice this, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline. What does the word incline mean? Come on, scholars. What does it mean? To bend. It means to bend your ear. If you'll incline your ear, if you'll bend your ear, it means to listen better. He says, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Not incline thine ear to foolishness, but incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. So I must receive the words first, and then I must relay the words. And then they must receive the words. So there are the words received. That's part of the if. I must receive the words. I must relay the words. By the way, whether it's with my lips or my life, I've said this many, many times, the quickest way to raise a rebel is to tell your child to do something and then you do the opposite. Hey, son, don't say that. Hey, son, don't drink that. Hey, son, don't smoke that. And then they see daddy smoking it and drinking it and saying it. Okay, here's that. If you're going to do that, then don't tell them don't do it. Because they're watching us. Hey, son, don't watch that television program. And then they walk into the room and they see me watching it. Okay? That's the quickest way to raise a rebel, is to tell them something, give them a commandment, and then I do the exact opposite. What is that called, by the way? It's called hypocrisy. I'm being a hypocrite. And so the words received, I must receive the words first. And then I must relay the words, whether it's with my lips, I tell them, or with my life. And then they must receive it. So the words received, that's part of the... And then here's where I want to spend our time. Number two, the work required. The work required. Two things here, the toil exercised and the treasure expected. The toil exercised and the treasure expected. So what is the toil that we find in Proverbs chapter number 2? Let's look at it if we could. Verse number 1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words, and notice this, and do what? And hide my commandments with thee. Okay, that takes work. That takes toil. To hide God's word in our hearts. By the way, God tells us to hide His word in our hearts so that we won't do what? So that we might not sin against thee. And so Solomon says here, and hide my commandments with thee. The toil exercise. If thou wilt hide. Secondly, if thou wilt incline. We've already mentioned that word. Pay attention to bend the ear. That takes work. Because the world, look, the world has so many attractions and so many attractions, but even more than that, so many distractions. Right? The world has so many distractions that are just constantly bombarding us. And it takes work to incline my ear to God's Word. It takes work for me to sit and just be quiet and to read and to listen and to listen to the Holy Spirit and to listen to God's Word and to meditate upon God's Word. It takes time. It takes effort. Oh, Pastor, that's easy just to sit and read God's Word. No, it's not. And you know it. It takes time. It takes effort because our schedules are busy and because the world is so distracting. Because this, we're so distracted by it, we keep it in our pockets. Crazy thing, I should leave it at home, shouldn't I? Yes, I should. Why? Because it's such a distraction. I tell you what, even tonight on the van, little ones. Listen, your parents, you do whatever, you're the shepherd of your home. You do whatever you think you should do in your home. But it amazes me. Little kids with phones. Little kids, by the way, 3 years old, on the van tonight. She doesn't have a phone. But all the big kids are talking about phones. And she said, my daddy won't let me have a phone yet, but he has a little orange one that he lets me play with. It's an iPhone 10. I just can't make any calls on it. 3 years old. She knows what an iPhone is. Distractions. And all I'm saying tonight is this. It takes work to stop and incline our ears and listen to what God has for us. So the words received, the work required. What is the work? The toil exercise. If thou wilt hide, if thou wilt incline. Look at the third one in verse number 2. And do what? And apply thine heart to understanding. Apply thine heart to understanding. You ever had a teacher that told you needed to apply yourself? That's the idea here. That we apply our hearts. We The idea, it's the idea to spread out, to pitch, as if pitching a tent in order to take residence. I'm setting up residence here. I'm applying myself to it. I'm giving myself, I am applying myself so that I can learn it better and better and better. And he says, apply thine heart to understanding. If thou wilt hide, if thou wilt incline, if thou wilt apply. Number four, verse number three. What do we find there in the first part of verse number three? Christ. If thou criest after knowledge. And we have the next one there. We have the fifth one in verse number four. And what? Liftest up thy voice for understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge. Would you take your Bibles and turn back just a few pages to Psalm 119? He says there in Proverbs 2, verse number 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. In Psalm 119, we're just going to look at one verse tonight, but in Psalm 119, over and over and over again, the psalmist says this, he asks God to teach him. Teach me. And so in Proverbs 2, Solomon, speaking to his son, he said, if you will apply yourself, and then if you will incline your ear, if you'll hide it, and then if you will lift up your voice and cry for understanding. I believe that's the same thing as we find in Psalm 119. If you will ask God to teach you, if you will cry out and ask God, God, show me what this means. God, teach me your ways. Show me. In verse number 5 of Psalm 119, look what he said. Look what the psalmist says. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. God, I want to keep your word, and because of that, I'm crying out to you. I'm asking you to teach me. I'm asking you to guide me. Verse number 9. He says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Here's the verse we just mentioned a moment ago. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Look at verse 26. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Notice this. What's the very next word? Teach. Teach me thy statutes. That's work. The work required, if thou wilt hide, if thou wilt incline, if thou wilt apply, if thou wilt Christ, if thou wilt lift us. Look at verse number 4. If thou seekest her, and then in the latter part of the verse, and searchest for her. That's work. If thou wilt seek her, and if thou wilt search for her. It takes work. It takes toil. It takes us exercising ourselves in toil, in work. That's all part of the if. We reap what we emphasize. Okay, so I can give myself to the work that is required to know God's Word better and to apply myself to God's Word better. Or I can just be lazy and just go with the flow and just be thankful that I'm a Christian and thankful I'm saved and just kind of blow through life. There are a lot of Christians that do that. God, I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful on my way to heaven. But they hardly ever crack open the greatest book that God or that we could ever have that God has given us. The greatest book. Our manual for life. To know how to live this life. To know how to live the abundant Christian life. This book. But it takes work. That's the if. The words received. The work required. If thou wilt hide. If. And that's left up to us. If. Tell your kids, if you'll do this, I'll do this for you. Well, that's left up to them if they'll do it or not. If. But if they'll do it, then there's a then. If you do this for me, then I'll pay you this. Or whatever. If then. And Solomon tells his son, my son, if thou wilt receive my words. Now listen, you know what's wrong with America in 2022? It's not the Democrats. It's not the politicians. You know what the problem is? It's a bunch of lazy Christians. And I put myself in that category sometimes myself. The problem in America is not the Democrats. Oh, yeah, it is, Pastor. Look at all the wickedness that they're involved in. I get it. Yeah, they are. But why are they there? I told our Sunday school class this Sunday, and most of you know this. You've probably read the news. But how in the world did we get to a day when Montana, supposed to be a conservative state, right? Most of the time. How in the world did we get to the day where Montana, the people in Montana voted that against a law that says if an abortion goes wrong and the baby is born alive, that the doctor has to give the baby life or necessary life care. And the people of Montana voted against that. That if a baby is born alive, they voted and said, no, the doctor doesn't have to give the necessary care. Okay, that's wicked. That's godless. Okay, how did we get here? A bunch of lazy Christians. Didn't want to put in the work to know what God's Word said or says and then pass it on to their kids. And now we have a generation of kids who are in their brains just a bunch of mush. They don't know what they believe. They don't know who they are. They don't know if they're a boy or girl. They don't know if they're an animal or what. They don't have any idea why. Because nobody's taught them the Word. Nobody has ever given them the truth. And where do you lay that at, Pastor? I lay that at the feet of a bunch of lazy Christians. It takes work. And in our society, over the last 3 or 4 decades, we have gotten into this routine where I go to work 8 to 5, I come home, I sit in my recliner, and I turn the TV on, and that's what I do all night. And then I go to bed, I get up the next day and do the same thing. I go to bed and I get up the next day and I do the same thing. And then I'm excited when Saturday comes because that's my day to do absolutely nothing. And so all day Saturday, I sit in my recliner and do nothing. And then I repeat that on Sunday as well. Pastor, you don't ever sit in your recliner? Yes, I do. But we have got in the routine as a nation that's all we do. Instead of turning the TV off and getting up and studying the Word of God. And turning the TV off and gathering the family around and opening the Word of God. And teaching the Word of God. You say, Pastor, have you been perfect with that in 26 years of marriage and 22 years of raising children? Absolutely not. And I regret that. I haven't been perfect in that. But we have tried. And so I lay all of that at the feet of lazy Christians. Because it takes work. If we're going to have the then we have to have the if. If I'm going to have verse number 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. If I'm going to have verse 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment. Listen, we're too worried about the next episode of Bachelor or Bachelorette. God help us. Wickedness. And we're too worried about the next episode of whatever primetime TV program is coming on. And this is what we need to be worried about. This is what's going to bring revival. This is what's going to bring change in the lives of our children and in the next generation. You want to talk about generational hope? It starts right here. That they might set, Psalm 78:7, might set their hope in God and not anything else. The words received, the work required. Now listen, I'm not trying to be mean to us tonight at all. But I am saying, when all is said and done, and I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and I stand before the Bema seat not to determine my salvation, but to receive my rewards as a Christian, is seeing the next episode of some primetime TV show, is it going to have any effect on whether I receive rewards or not? It'll have a negative effect, yes. But I'm not going to get a reward for binge-watching a TV program. Does that make sense? There are no rewards for that. And listen, I'm not happy. I'm not against you taking downtime. We all need it, don't we? But boy, we have downtime all the time. It takes work. If you're going to be successful in your business, it takes work, doesn't it? If you're going to be successful in your job, it takes work, doesn't it? And most of you are going to put it in. And I know you do because I just know you. You put it in. You want to be successful in your job. You want to take care of your family. You want to be successful in your business. You put in the work, okay? Let's flip that to the spiritual side. If we want to be successful spiritually, we have to put in the work. If we reap what we emphasize. We reap what we emphasize. And dear friend, that's what we're reaping today in our nation. We're reaping what we have emphasized. We have emphasized entertainment. We have emphasized education. We have emphasized so many things other than the Word of God. And we're reaping it. And by the way, we shouldn't be surprised at that. That shouldn't shock us. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and I'm done. We need to pray. And hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine... Actually, I'm not. I got one more thing. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and notice this, and searchest for her as for hid treasures. The work required. We see the toil exercised, but secondly, we see the treasure expected. The treasure expected. When I put in the work, what should I expect? Verse number 4. Silver and hid treasures. Right? If I seek after her, if I search after her, if I put in the work, then what should I expect? The treasures. And that gets us to the then. He said, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Verses 10 through the end of the chapter, it talks about wisdom. And that's what we're going to look at. The words received, the work required. It requires work. The wisdom reaped. Listen, these two young people are getting ready to get married Friday. Marriage requires work, doesn't it? Requires work. If you want it to be good, if you want it to be heavenly, and it can be, the Bible tells us it can be, it's an institution of God. God created it. But the bad thing is, everything God creates, the devil opposes. And so that's why it takes hard work. It takes hard work. But you know what? If they'll put in the hard work, oh man, it'd be so good. And there are many of you in here tonight, you can testify to that. If you'll put in the work, boy, treasures. Boy, peace, happiness, a little bit of heaven on earth. Because that's the picture of Christ in the church. It's the husband and the wife. And I believe God made it that way. But it takes work. And they're going to have to put in the work. They're going to have to, Hannah's going to have to, oh man, Hannah's going to have to put in a lot of work. I'm just kidding. A little bit. We reap what we emphasize. Right? We reap what we sow. God, help us. It takes work. It takes work. Father, thank you for the time you've given us tonight. Help us. Lord, I pray that you've reminded us of some things tonight. I pray that maybe you've challenged us and convicted us, maybe, and stirred our hearts regarding a few things tonight. Father, this world distracts us way, 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 way too much. And so, Father, I pray that you'd help us with that, all of us, including this preacher. The world has way too many distractions, and we give into it way too often. Father, we've got to put in the hard work. If we want to save the next generation, if we want to revive or have a revival, a spiritual awakening in our nation, it's going to take hard work. It's going to take prayer. It's going to take us crying and lifting up our voices and asking for you to teach us and asking for you to show us truth. It's going to take us actually getting into the Word of God, actually applying ourselves, setting up tent in the Word of God. So, Lord, help us. Lord, we all have jobs. We all have busy lives. And so, Lord, we need help and strength and power to give the attention to you and to your Word that we should. And so I pray that you'd help us with that tonight. Father, we love you. Lord, I thank you for the treasures that we reap when we put in the work. I thank you for the wisdom that is reaped when we receive and we toil and we do the work that is required. Thank you for allowing us to see the consequences. Thank you for allowing us to reap and actually see it. So, Father, we pray that you'd give us safety as we go to our homes tonight. Help us even tomorrow as we awake to put these truths into practice. And we'll thank you for it. Lord, we pray that you would allow everything to go well Friday. Pray that you'd help Colton and Hannah and just bless in these next couple of days. Help all the details to come into view and into line. And Lord, we'll thank you for that as well. Father, bring us back together on Sunday at the next appointed time. And we'll look forward to being in your Word again. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Hey, it's almost 8. If you need to go, I understand. But if you can stay and pray, let's do so. Okay, let's pray and lift these requests that were mentioned up. Let's lift them up to the Lord tonight. You are dismissed.